Hello, my name is Portia. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling for a testing site?
Actually, I have a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your name again, please. Portia.
Portia. Mm-hmm.
Portia. I'm Pam Baker.
Hi, Pam.
Calling from Mobile. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. My husband and I are both 66. We both have underlying health conditions. He has diabetes. I have a heart condition. And we were wondering when we might be eligible for a vaccine. In Mobile, we're noticing that the testing sites that are open are consistent with the 75 and older, but then there seem to be appointments made for randomly younger people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just curious how that's happening.
Well, for starters, I'm going to say Mobile County is actually doing their own thing, so to speak. Like, okay, so there's Mobile County and there's Jefferson County, and being the fact that those are some pretty huge counties within themselves, they have their own separate thing. Like, we service every other county outside of Mobile and Jefferson. So we're not exactly sure what they have, established and set out for you all and everything, but I can give you the number to call them if you wanted to, ask further questions. They did provide us with a hotline for you all.
Okay. So Mobile County's doing its own thing, and Jefferson County's doing its own thing, or just Mobile?
Mobile is on their own wavelength, and so is Jefferson. And then there's all the surrounding counties we service.
You service. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That could be part of our problem.
It could be, because I couldn't tell you what's going on. If they are servicing other people, that's per what they want to do.
Yeah, well, it's sort of inconsistent. It is sort of random.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not saying they're exclusively serving younger people,
mm-hmm.
like younger people, because if they were, I would have gotten one.
Right.
It is inconsistent. You know, the information says 75 and older, but then we have
those might be the random people that's getting selected. They could have brung in, they could have called in to ask if they bring in, doctor's statements or what have you, or had their doctor call in for them to explain why they needed it right away. I'm not exactly sure as to how that's being determined at all. You could call the hotline number that they gave out and ask further questioning as to what's going on out there.
Yeah. Could you give me that number, please?
Most definitely. That number is 251-410-6243.
410-6213.
Mm-hmm. 6243.
6243.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Portia.
You are very welcome. I hope that they are able to further assist you, and enjoy your day, and thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.